necessity. The railroad was built to bring people west, but but not basically not as tourists. They came meaning business. They were
This is pretty close to the Kansas border.
That's about 100 miles.
Oh,
I
is
think.
It? Hmm. It's closer to Denver then.
It's about 80 miles to Denver.
Yeah, I forget how far it is when you get out into these spaces. How far things mm-hmm. are, even the border. You know, on a map, mm-hmm. it doesn't look too far from it. But you start driving it, and it's a wave.
A lady that I stayed with in England made a trip out here. Mm-hmm. And she just could not believe the amount of vast area without anything. And here she was taking pictures, you know, all the way around to show that there was nothing here. I thought, well, that's a little switch, but she was really excited over the fact that there was nothing.
That is funny. Yeah, some of these areas I found out, you know, you look and it looks like nothing, and then you start exploring a little, and there's actually some neat little things out in the plain, especially south of here.
Well, I don't know. In what I've traveled, I always end up back in Lyme and thankful that I'm here.
Yeah? Yeah, getting out in the world can be a little... I know, going home sometimes can be nice. What was the town like when you were growing up?
Well, it was the center of... everybody went to town on Saturday type thing. Okay. It was social... and of course, this is where you had to go to get the stuff that you couldn't produce yourself.
Mm-hmm. Which was probably quite a bit that you could produce, but yeah. Did it had to be pretty small then?
Yes, I have. As a child growing up, it probably, I'm going to say maybe 1,500 people. Okay. It hasn't grown all that much, but.
Yeah. What's the population now, do you know?
I'm making a guess there. I would say 22.
Okay, I think that sounds like the numbers I've seen. Well, these plains towns don't get much bigger than... Are there any bigger plains towns? Maybe Sterling, I guess?
Yeah, Sterling is larger. And I'm not sure about Burlington.
Yeah.
What the population is there.
Yeah, that area.
But Sterling would be, mm-hmm. You know, quite a bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. Rush and Fort Morgan, if you put them together, I suppose.
I was going to say, they probably might be about the same as we are. I'm not real sure.
Really? Pretty small, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's such a distance in between them. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate to get low on gas out here. I know that.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I've done it before.
It's a long walk to anywhere.
Yeah, right. And a lot of hot sun, a lot of wind.
Yeah, right.
Yep. What about the town now? What's it like? We got the populations being about 2,200. How has it changed since you were growing up?
Well, many of the people that I know are in the cemetery right now. And it just seems like we're kind of people going out and new ones coming in. And we pretty much stay the same. We do have a correctional facility south of us that has about, I'm going to say, 900 inmates, and that might add to her.
Does that correctional facility employ people from
lots
Lyme?
Of people? Mm-hmm. I don't know what their payroll is, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that do work there.
Okay. What other employment opportunities are there in Lyme?
Well, very few, really. Our kids that graduate, it seems like there's not much to hold them here, and in order to make a living, they have to go somewhere else. So.
Is there a place, do they end up going to Denver usually, or just wherever?
Probably wherever.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I've got three.
Three. So same number as that was in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to keep the numbers straight. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Yes.
One girl and what else?
Two girls and one boy.
Okay. And the ones up